In some of our early experiments bringing Half-Life 2 enemies to VR, we found that antlions in particular showed promise and were interesting to fight, but tended to quickly overwhelm playtesters. They were able to get into the player's physical space too quickly, and applied so much pressure that players just ended up endlessly teleporting around trying to get away. Around the same time, we were discovering that all players, even relative novices, have surprisingly good aim in VR. The variability of aiming ability amongst players is simply much lower in VR than it is in mouse and keyboard games. To take advantage of the idea that players would consistently be able to make precise shots, we started testing an antlion design which players could slow down by shooting off the legs. Playtesters reacted positively to both the need for accuracy and the organic feeling that this gave the antlions when their legs flew off and the injured antlion continued to limp toward them. The removal of the legs was clear to players, but presenting the fact that the abdomen was invulnerable until the legs were removed was a long-standing challenge. There was no single solution to communicating this effectively to playtesters, but rather a series of small additions that communicated the behavior. For example, we made the abdomen dull and black when invulnerable, and changed it to match the bright orange legs as it became vulnerable. Shooting armored parts of the antlion would generate sparks and hard ricochet sounds, while shooting the vulnerable body parts resulted in orange blood spurts and soft impact sounds. We also designed the death animations to emphasize the abdomen exploding and ensured that an exploded abdomen chunk was left behind after the antlion was dead.